Friends, it's Peter Trenum. Welcome to the Gospel Trail. Thanks for being with me today. Our sponsors are the Pugwash Cooperative Limited and Cunningham Construction from Pugwash. I invite you to sit back, relax with that cup of tea or coffee, and enjoy a one-hour program of classic country gospel music with a touch of bluegrass.
I love a good old-fashioned country Christmas, the kind in Nova Scotia we once knew. A cold Canadian blowing snow-filled Christmas, those snowflakes make me drift back to my youth. Mama baking pies in the kitchen, sights and sounds of Christmas fill the air. The tree so boldly stood on a cross that made of wood. Colored lights, cards, and gifts were everywhere. Mama read from our big family Bible, the greatest story of love ever told. How the first Christmas on earth was God's gift of His Son's birth. Even I could understand it 4 years old. I love a Pictou County kind of Christmas, with all the things that make a house a home. And if I could have a wish come true this Christmas, it would be to share the kind my family's known. I think somehow we miss the joy of giving. Sometimes the meaning of it all seems lost. Where the kind of gift we gave was a sacrifice to save, and its value was not measured by the cost. Up the mountain road when I was only little, at the coldest and the warmest time of year, with the rhythm of the sewing machine treadle, Mama turned Easter bunnies into teddy bears. The organ stood proud in the parlor, at the last tune in our prayers in bed we'd lie, gazing at the frosty nails sticking through a shingle roof, their glow turned to a Bethlehem sky. I love a good old-fashioned country Christmas, the kind in Nova Scotia we once knew. Cold Canadian blowing snow-filled Christmas, those snowflakes make me drift back to my youth. Mama baking pies in the kitchen, sights and sounds of Christmas fill the air. Trees so boldly stood on a cross that made of wood. Colored lights, cards, and gifts were everywhere. Mama read from our big family Bible, the greatest story of love ever told. How the first Christmas on earth was God's gift of His Son's birth. Even I could understand it 4 years old. I love a Pictou County kind of Christmas, with all the things that make a house a home. And if I could have one wish come true.
Hi, friends, and once again, welcome to the Gospel Trail. The opening number, Pictou County Christmas, was by Don Haggart from New Glasgow, and that's from a compilation CD. I know you all remember Don and his late brother Jim. They were known as the Haggart Brothers and were a very successful Canadian brother act. They had hit records and appeared on the Grand Ole Opry many times. The Haggard Brothers are also members of the Nova Scotia Country Music Hall of Fame. And Don's been performing solo for a number of years now, and a better vocalist you'll not find. The next number is also a local artist, Art Fitt from Stellarton, and he wrote The Judge and Mr. Johnson. And besides writing the number, he plays all the instruments, and his CD is simply titled Christmas. Mo Bandy will follow Art Fitt with A Cowboy Christmas.
A few years ago, in our nation's capital, a man was arrested for bumming on the street corner. Now the judge hearing his case had a reputation of being hard, tough, and uncaring. He just had no patience with people who broke the law. "Okay, Mr. Johnson, what have you got to say for yourself?" the judge barked. The man, who was very nervous, began to tell his story. "Your Honor, I've been alone now for many years, 'cause I drank a lot. The bottle had such a hold on me that I just couldn't stop drinking. In time, I lost everything, including the most important things in my life, my wife and three small children. I've been roaming the city now for nearly 15 years, sleeping on park benches, alleys, and staying in shelters, and yes, bumming enough money for that almighty bottle. I tried to stop drinking many times, but failed miserably. The last time I saw my children was 12 years ago. I was watching them from behind a building, but they had no idea I was there. Your Honor, I've been sober now for 9 months, and staying at the mission on Church Street. And the folks there tell me if I continue doing what I'm doing, there could possibly be a chance of being with my kids again. But Christmas is the hardest time of year for me, and loneliness can be devastating. I was not bumming. I asked no one for anything. I just wanted someone to talk with me. Well, the bailiff could not believe what he saw next. The old judge had a tear in his eye, and he threw the case out of court. Imagine, a man who was so tough and was always referred to as a judge with a heart of stone. Well, the next day was Christmas Eve, and Mr. Johnson was back at the mission, feeling sad and depressed, when someone came to him and said, "Bill, there's some people at the front door who want to see you." Bill was confused. Who'd want to see him? It would certainly be an understatement to say he was surprised. There, standing in all their glory, were his two daughters and son, who had come to take him to their homes for Christmas. Apparently, the old judge was moved by Bill's story, and he searched for his family to let them know that their dad was still alive and trying to turn his life around. Well, this is the end of Mr. Johnson's story, and I really don't know what happened next. I'd like to think that he stayed sober and had many more years with his family. Well, the media got a hold of this story and contacted the judge and asked, "Why did you go to such lengths to find this man's family?" The judge replied, "I have a very good friend who lost his father to the bottle when he was a small boy of 10. And never saw him alive again. I just thought it would be nice to let his kids know that he is still alive, sober, and trying to do something with his life. You see, my friend didn't have that chance." Little did anyone know that the judge was talking about himself. And Mr. Johnson's story brought back memories of when he was a kid and how he tried to find his dad for so many years and never did. This was a wondrous miracle of Christmas. So the next time you see someone down and out, regardless of what time of year it is, if he's hungry, give him a bite to eat. If he's cold, give him a jacket. Talk with him. Laugh with him. Cry with him. let them know that someone truly cares. The best present that you can give someone is a gift of yourself. I pray to God through Jesus, his Son, whose birthday we celebrate this holy season, that you and your family have a happy, safe, and glorious Christmas.
Riding through the snow, the wind is howling. I've got to make it home for Christmas Eve. And even though my body's almost freezing, I can hardly feel the chill inside of me. I was chosen to go on a special mission. I'm representing all the family, where we'll spend our happy holidays together, searching for the perfect Christmas tree. How can I forget a cowboy Christmas? The memories will be with me all my days. I've never felt so right as I did on Christmas night, and I hope that it will always be that way. I will hear the spurs a-jingling in our ranch house. The air will fill with happiness and glee. We'll all make the Christmas decorations, singing carols as we place them on the tree. I already smell my mama's country cooking and daddy's apple cider flowing free. We'll celebrate the coming of our Savior, and that's what a cowboy Christmas means to me. How can I forget a cowboy Christmas? The memories will be with me all my days. I've never felt so right as I did on Christmas night, and I hope that it will always be that way. And that's what a cowboy Christmas means to me.
Mo Bandy and a Cowboy Christmas. Mo Bandy grew up in Meridian, Mississippi, the hometown of Jimmy Rogers, and Mo was born in 1944. His real name is Marion Franklin Bandy Jr. A couple of his hits were Hank Williams' You Wrote My Life and Too Old to Die Young. And just prior to Mo Bandy, you heard Art Fitt from Stellarton with One Art Wrote, The Judge and Mr. Johnson. Charlie Hanson is next. My favorite version of Falling Leaves is by Grandpa Jones. This version is from Charlie's 2011 CD titled Near the Cross. After Charlie sings Falling Leaves, it's another Christmas song. It's by Hal Willis, and Hal's real name is Leonard Francis Gauthier, and he comes from Rouyn-Noranda, Quebec. And in 1965, Hal's song The Lumberjack sold 1.5 million copies and placed at number 5 on Billboard's country music charts. In 1956, Hal Willis and his wife Ginger toured with Elvis Presley. Hal's CD is called Santa's Clones, and all 10 songs were written by Hal and his wife Ginger. But first is Charlie Hanson with a real good version of Falling Leaves, followed by Hal Willis with a cute song titled 555 Ho Ho.
Some folks drift along through life and never thrill to the feeling that a good deed brings until it's too late and they are ready to lie down there beneath the leaves that scattered on the ground. Fallen leaves that lie scattered on the ground. The birds and flowers that were here now can't be found. All his friends that he once knew are not around. They are scattered like the leaves upon the ground. Lord, let my eyes see every need of every man. Make me stop and always lend a helping hand. Then when I'm laid beneath that little grassy mound, there'll be more friends around than leaves upon the ground. Fallen leaves that lie scattered on the ground, the birds and flowers that were here now can't be found. All his friends that he once knew are not around. They are scattered like the leaves upon the ground. To your grave there's no use taking any gold. You can't use it when it's time for hands to fold. When you leave this earth for a better home someday, the only thing you'll take is what you gave away. Fallen leaves that lie scattered on the ground, the birds and flowers that were here now can't be found. All his friends that he once knew are not around. They are scattered like the leaves upon the ground.
As I stand here at the grave of a lonely man, thinking how he lived his life while on this land, recalled all the friends he lost for love of gold. Now there's only just a few to see him go.
Fallen leaves that lie scattered on the ground, the birds and flowers that were here now can't be found. All his friends that he once knew are not around. They are scattered like the leaves upon the ground. They are scattered like the leaves upon the ground.
Friends, thanks for making the Gospel Trail a part of your day, and a special thanks to our sponsors, Cunningham Construction and the Pugwash Cooperative Limited. Please check out my archive programs at CFTA's home website. We offer a variety of gospel music, and we're live at tantramarfm.ca from any listening device. We are the station that put the word radio back into radio. Tantramar Community Radio, CFTA 107.9.
My Christmas Kringle catalog just arrived today, with a picture of old Santa Claus waving from his sleigh. It said that time was a-getting short and to order right away. Just to dial the Santa hotline for service night and day. The line was busy, busy each time I tried to call. And for a while I thought I should just forget it all. For what good is a hotline if no one's there to hear? And now I go to bed at night with this ringing in my ear. 5-5-5-4-4, 5-5-5-4-4. Just dial the sign of hotline, 5-5-5-4-4. Glad I tried to place my call once again today. For this time luck was on my side and it picked up right away. With a Merry Christmas to you, sir, that set my mind at ease. I told them what I wanted most, they said, one moment please. I thought that they'd forgotten me, but I kept hanging on. When a voice said, oh, you're too late, sir, for Santa Claus is gone. Well, here I was on Christmas Eve, and I felt so all alone. I just flopped down and shed a tear, and then hung up the phone. 5-5-5-4-4, 5-5-5-4-4. Just dial the Santa hotline, 5-5-5-4-4. As I hung up the telephone, I then heard quite a boom. And it seemed to come directly from my own living room. My eyes could not believe the sight of what I saw, because so round, so firm, so fully packed, there stood Santa Claus. I was so taken back by then, I didn't know what to say. When Santa smiled and apologized for scaring me that way, he said he'd heard me make my call from the telephone on his sleigh. And as he climbed back up the chimney, he said, have a real nice holiday. 5-5-5-4-4, 5-5-5-4-4. Just dial the Santa hotline, 5-5-5-4-4. Just dial the Santa hotline, 5-5-5-4-4.
Santa's hotline there, and that was Hal Willis, a cute song titled 555 Ho Ho. Next, we have two of the top-rated country male singers in the world. Johnny Cash is singing Merry Christmas Mary, originally released in 1963, and this one goes out to Dick Bristol in Amherst. After Johnny Cash, it's Hank Williams with what many consider the second greatest country gospel number ever written. It's Albert E. Brumley's I'll Fly Away. Hank recorded this in 1951 for the Mother's Best Flower Company, the forerunner of Martha White Flower, and it was released in 2009. So it's the great Johnny Cash with Merry Christmas Mary, followed by the great Hank Williams with I'll Fly Away. And this Hank Williams number goes out to Judy and Jane, Malcolm and Laura, and Annie Mae in Southampton.
Merry Christmas, Mary. Thank you for the child. Thank you for Lord Jesus. Thank you for the child. Christmas time is here again. Peace on earth, goodwill to men. The air is filled with joyful sounds, merry wishing all around, giving and receiving gifts, stopping by to thank all of our friends. And we thank you, Mary, for helping give God's greatest gift to man. Merry Christmas, Mary. Thank you for the child. Thank you for Lord Jesus. Thank you for the child. Merry Christmas, Mary. Too often we forget to thank you for your part in giving the greatest Christmas present yet. Merry Christmas, Mary.
I'll fly away.
Now some bright morning when this life is o'er, I'll fly away, to that land on God's celestial shore. I'll fly away, I'll fly away, oh glory.
I'll fly away in the morning when I die. Hallelujah, by and by.
Hank Williams with I'll Fly Away, and just ahead of Hank, it was Johnny Cash with Merry Christmas, Mary. That's from Johnny's CD, Christmas with Johnny Cash, issued in 2003. Friends, in a few minutes, you'll be hearing an unusual live version of Hank Williams performing I Saw the Light. It comes from a CD I found in the $5 bin at Walmart. It's titled Hank Williams, The Greatest Hits, Live, Volume 2. This version of I Saw the Light comes from a Sunday afternoon show at the Sunset Park in West Grove, Pennsylvania, where families would gather with picnic baskets after church. And it was July 1952, and it was released in 2013. The only problem is that the quality is poor, and it's not up to today's radio standards. There's a few glitches in it, but I don't think that'll bother Hank's fans. Also, take note on the tempo. He does it much faster than his studio recorded version. And just before Hank does this rare version of I Saw the Light, it's my favorite Christmas singer, Bing Crosby, with a medley, Hark the Herald Angels Sing, and It Came Upon a Midnight Clear.
The newborn King, peace on earth and mercy mild, God and sinners reconciled.
Joyful all ye nations rise,
join the triumph of the skies.
With the angelic host proclaim,
Christ is born in Bethlehem. The newborn King.
Gloria,
it
came upon the midnight clear that glorious song of old from angels bending near the earth to touch their harps of gold.
Peace on the earth, goodwill to men, from ends of gracious King.
The world in solemn stillness lay to hear the angels sing.
Me or any of the boys will be glad to autograph it for you.
A rare version of Hank Williams with I Saw the Light. And that was from a live performance in July of 1952. The quality wasn't up to CFTA radio standards, but due to its historical value, I thought you Hank fans would enjoy it. It was recorded on somebody's home tape recorder. I've known of the recording for years, and I also know that the tape was broken, and if you were listening close, you could tell where it was spliced. And just a couple of numbers back, you heard Hank sing what most people agree is the second most popular country gospel song, I'll Fly Away. Another local boy that hit the big time is Frederick George Lays, born August the 22nd, 1970. We know him as George Canyon, another Pictou County boy. What Child Is This was written in 1865 by English writer 29-year-old William Chatterton Dix. He wrote it from a near-death experience and set it to the English tune of Greensleeves. This comes from George Canyon's Christmas CD, Home for Christmas. After George Canyon sings What Child Is This, you'll hear Alan Jackson with the great hymn, There's Power in the Blood.
What child is this who lays to rest on Mary's lap, is sleeping, whom angels greet with anthems sweet, while shepherds watch are keeping? This is Christ the King, whom shepherds guard and angels sing. Haste, haste to bring him low, the babe, the son of Mary. So bring him incense, gold, and myrrh. Come, peasant king, to own him. The King of Kings salvation brings. Let loving hearts enthrone him. Raise, raise the song on high. The virgin sings her lullaby. Joy, joy, for Christ is born, the babe, the son of Mary. What child is this? What child is this?
Friends, I welcome your comments about the Gospel Trail. Please let me know what you want to hear. Email request.ca@eastlink.ca or call me at 902-243-3102. A big thanks to our program sponsors, the Pugwash Cooperative Limited and Cunningham Construction. I'm here Sunday mornings at 9 and again Monday evenings at 6. We are Tantramar Community Radio, the voice of Cumberland and Westmoreland counties. You can get us on any listening device from anywhere in the world, right here, folks, at tantramarfm.ca or CFTA 107.9.
Mm-hmm.
Would you be free from the burden of sin? There's power in the blood, power in the blood. Would you o'er evil a victory win? There's wonderful power in the blood.
There is power, power, wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the precious blood of the Lamb.
Would you be free from your passion and pride? There's power in the blood, power in the blood. Come for a cleansing to Calvary's tide.
There's wonderful power in the blood. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the precious blood of the Lamb. In the blood of the Lamb, there is power, power, wonder-working power in the precious blood of the Lamb.
There is power, power, wonder-working power
in the blood
of the Lamb.
There is power, power, wonder-working power in the precious blood of the Lamb.
Alan Jackson with the great old hymn, Power in the Blood. And that's from his gospel CD, Precious Memories, Volume 2. And there's some great traditional hymns on that CD. Before Alan Jackson, it was George Canyon with What Child Is This? Friends, it's Lester McPherson from Cardigan PEI. Lester's CD is titled Gospel Favorites, issued in 2002. Here's Lester McPherson with a Hank Williams composition, Wealth Won't Save Your Soul.
As we journey along on life's wicked road, so selfish are we for silver and gold. You can treasure your wealth, your diamonds and gold, my friends, it won't save your poor wicked soul. For when God calls from his home up on high to your earthly will, you must say goodbye. Then it's useless to you if you've strayed from the fold. My friends, it won't save your poor wicked soul. Thank you.
Lester McPherson from Cardigan, PEI, with a Hank number, Wealth Won't Save Your Soul. Kenny Niles of Truro would be the biggest Stump and Tom Connors fan in all of Nova Scotia, and rightfully so. On Stump and Tom's 1973 Christmas album, there's a song titled Gloria. James Chadwick wrote the English lyrics in 1862, translating it from a French carol melody. Angels We Have Heard on High is sometimes called Gloria. The original French version was published in 1843, and this one's for you, Kenny. Merry Christmas.
Angels we have heard on high, sweetly singing o'er the plains. And the mountains in reply echo back their joyous strains. Gloria in excelsis Deo. Gloria in excelsis Deo. Shepherds, why this jubilee? Why your joyous strains prolong? Say, what may the tidings be which inspire your heavenly song? Gloria in excelsis Deo. Come to Bethlehem and see Him whose birth the angels sing. Come adore on bended knee Christ the Lord, the newborn King.
Stomp and Tom with one called Gloria for my friend Kenny Niles in Truro. Back in 2013, I released a Christmas CD of classic Christmas songs. Here's a cut from that CD called One Christmas Eve So Long Ago, and this one goes out to all my friends and family.
No decorations that I could see. There were no presents, there was no tree. And from the sky there came a glow. One Christmas Eve so long ago. No shopping malls, no flashing lights, just one big star to fill the night. The light of love began to grow. One Christmas Eve so long ago. That's how I feel it down in my soul. One Christmas Eve so long ago. The light of love began to to grow. A gift of love on that first Christmas day. Came in silence on that holy night. That's how it was. Somehow I know. One Christmas Eve, so long ago. No decorations that I could see. There were no presents, there was no tree. And from the sky, there came a glow. One Christmas Eve, so long ago. That's how I feel it, down in my soul. One Christmas Eve, so long ago, the light of love began to grow. The gift of love on that first Christmas day.
Frosty the snowman was a jolly happy soul, with a corncob pipe and a button nose and two eyes made out of coal. Frosty the snowman is a fairy tale, they say. He was made of snow, but the children know how he came to life one day. There must have been some magic in that old silk hat they found. When they placed it on his head, he began to dance around. Old Frosty the snowman was alive as he could be, and the children say he could laugh and play just the same as you and me. Frosty the snowman knew the sun was hot that day, so he said, "Let's run and have some fun now before I melt away." Down to the village with a broomstick in his hand, running here and there all around the square, saying, "Catch me if you can." He led them down the streets of town, right to a traffic cop, and he only paused a moment when he heard them holler, "Stop!" Old Frosty the snowman had to hurry on his way, but he waved goodbye saying, "Don't you cry, I'll be back again someday." Thumpity thump, thump, thumpity thump, thump, look at Frosty go. Thumpity thump, thump, over the hills of snow.
A song just for my grandchildren, Frosty the Snowman. That was just me and the guitar, recorded about 20 years ago. You also heard a song titled One Christmas Eve So Long Ago, from my Christmas CD titled Christmas Classics. Folks, one of my favorite bluegrass singers is Larry Sparks. Larry was born in Lebanon, Ohio, and he has won several IBMA awards, and very deservingly so. Besides being a great vocalist, he sure picks an awesome guitar. The great Carter Stanley of the Stanley Brothers died in December of 1966, and Larry was hired by Carter's brother, Ralph, as a guitarist. The author of Go Tell It on the Mountain is unknown, but the song was known to have been sung by African-American slaves as far back as 1865. Larry's CD is titled Christmas in the Hills, issued by Rebel Records in 1997. Here's Larry Sparks and the Lonesome Ramblers with Go Tell It on the Mountain.
Go tell it on the mountain, over the hills and everywhere. Go tell it on the mountain, Jesus Christ is born. Hills and everywhere, go tell it on the mountain, Jesus Christ is born.
It's been a pleasure, and I hope you enjoyed today's program. Thanks for walking the Gospel Trail with me. The Gospel Trail was made possible in part by the Pugwash Cooperative Limited and by Cunningham Construction from Pugwash. I hope you heard a song or two that you've not heard in a while. I'm Peter Trenum. Our time has come to an end. If the good Lord's willing, I'll be with you next week. Blessings to you all, and until next time.